This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we reviewed what is involved in doing an inductive Bible study of the given Scripture. Today, let's begin a study of Romans 13 using the inductive approach. In this approach, you first observe what is said in the text. Paul is teaching about the importance of living rightly in the society you live in. He makes it clear that we should be good citizens. That involves having respect for governmental authorities and submitting to them. The promise is that if you live rightly, the authorities who are put in their place of leadership to keep law and order will reward you. If you live wrongly, they will punish you. Because they are servants of God, you are to pay taxes so they will have resources to run the government. The best way to live is to owe no one anything, with one exception. You are always obligated to love others. In fact, if you do that, you will fulfill all of the moral laws spelled out in the Bible. And we are to live this way because we are living in a world that is careening down the broad road that leads to destruction. It is a dark world, and we are to live in it as children of light. Though we might have lived as they do in the world, we are now Christians, so we must clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. We are to do this because it is right, as well as because we understand the present time. We are to wake up to this because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. That's what Romans 13 says. Review it in preparation for our next visit.